In the name of the living God, creating, redeeming, and sustaining.
Amen.
Well, over the last 5 years at Calvary, we have gotten to know one another better. And many of you know that I grew up in Franklin, Indiana. This is now solidly a suburb of Indianapolis because of all of the urban sprawl. It caught up with what used to be the town of my childhood. And that town used to be mostly surrounded by farmland. There's still a lot of farmland on the drive to my house from here. Now, here's a little bit of trivia about me. If we ever play Two Truths and a Lie, this one could come up. My hometown, as the county seat, boasted the largest Future Farmers of America chapter in the country. This was when I was a teenager. I don't know what the status of FFA in Franklin, Indiana is today. Well, clearly, being a Future Farmer of America did not pan out for me. I'm more familiar with farming than you can imagine. For someone who spent her 20s and 30s in Los Angeles, California. Thanks to my hometown roots, I have seen some of the technology that farmers use in the 21st century to assure that the ground upon which seed is sown is good soil. So when I heard the parable of the sower for the umpteenth time this week, I thought about a family friend of ours who showed us this technology that can now cover every square inch of farm ground, take a soil sample, and map on a computer exactly what kind and how much fertilizer is needed for the soil to bear a good yield. It made me think about how much we often fixate in today's gospel lesson about having good soil. Now, of course, good soil is critical for growth. As Jesus reminded us in the parable, if there's no depth of soil, the seeds grow up quickly and wither away. If the seeds spring up among thorns, the thistles choke them out. And of course, the seed that falls upon good soil bears much fruit. But here's the part of the parable I hear fewer people talking about. The sower, the one sowing the seeds. It is the parable of the sower, not the parable of the soil. Jesus says, listen, a sower went out to sow. And he sowed, and some seeds fell on the path. And the birds came and ate them up. They fell on the path. That's the first place Jesus mentions. And then they fall in different places. And why in the world is the sower dropping seed on the path? Nothing grows there. It's not prepared. My farmer friend in Indiana would tell you that this parable is wasteful and insane. You would never just take seed you pay good money for and throw it into the middle of the street. But prudent management of seeds is not the message that Jesus has for us today. No. Listen, Jesus says. The sower is sowing seed everywhere. Onto the path, into the rocks, into the thorns, and on good soil. And perhaps that is the real good news for us this morning. I could spend an entire sermon talking about the ways we could amend the soil of our souls, capturing the metaphor of agribusiness, combing through each part of our spiritual substance to rake out the rocks, pull back the thorns, and nourish the soil of our beings. But as Pastor Nadia Bolz-Weber often says, you can do better is not good news. Of course, there's nothing wrong with us seeking to prepare the ground of our being for sowing God's seed upon us. Just this past week, some of you gathered for gospel meditations. Some of you gathered and learned about the Ignatian examine of consciousness that you can do every night to look at your past day and offer a prayer of penance, a prayer of thanksgiving to God, that your soul might be amended. Some of you gathered yesterday and sat in silent prayer, in centering prayer, and asked that the Spirit come and amend the soil of your soul. But simply cultivating good spiritual growth is not actually the good news today. Because here's the thing. Most of our lives are a patchwork of rocks and thorns and good soil, along with some paths where nothing good is ever going to grow. Maybe one day. But the good news is that God isn't looking to sow seed on a field of perfectly amended soil. God is sowing seeds everywhere, to every part of us, just as we are. The good news is that we worship a mad, not angry, mad sower, a wasteful God, a God intent on loving us and giving us what we need, even and especially if we don't deserve it. And if we aren't yet ready to receive it, God has more than enough in this economy of seed sowing. Enough grace and love and forgiveness to keep sowing these seeds all through our lives, whether we're ever ready or not, and whatever those seeds are going to do. This past week and this coming week, Calvary is hosting our first ever compassion camp. It's a deep dive into Psalm 104, which reminds us not only that God sets us on firm foundations that will never be shaken, but that God provides everything we need through the gifts of shelter, food, water, air, and community. We decided that for this year's camp, we would do this new thing. We would hold 1 week at camp at Calvary for our members, for neighbors, for friends, and then another week of camp we would offer to the homeless families at Bethany House in Norwood. Ideally, we would combine the two, but Bethany House is not quite ready for that yet, and we're learning how to do this. Well, there's a song that we closed camp with every night. We'll do the same this week, and it goes like this. There is enough, there is enough, there is enough, oh, enough, and some to share. And then the kids all get treats, and there's enough, and some to share. And we are singing that song amid kids who are well-behaved and ready to listen, and kids who are squirmy and not listening. We are singing that song amid people who have secure homes and lives and who have way more than enough. And we are singing that song amid people who are jobless and maybe just yesterday were sleeping with their family in their car, and who know what it's like to go day after day wondering where the next meal's going to come from. And we are singing that song amongst ourselves, with parts of us that are prayerful and faithful with well-plowed soil, and parts of us that are dry and rocky and could use a good raking and amending. But no matter how we come to God this day, this week, this year, for the rest of our lives, there is enough, there is enough, there is enough, oh, enough and some to share. This is how God in Jesus Christ works. You and everyone, we are always utterly beloved and forgiven. God didn't come to take soil samples. God came into this world to show up amid the thorns and the rocky places. As Bulls Weber preached earlier this month at a conference in Indianapolis, quote, "Christianity is not supposed to be about controlling the masses. Christianity is not supposed to be some mild Elks Club with Eucharist. It's not supposed to be about morality and superiority. Christianity is supposed to be about raising the dead." End quote. God shows up on the dead paths and even amid the stench of a grave to redeem it. Now, what if we went into the world trusting in this God, the mad sower, who never stops giving us everything we need? Amen.